This is how Giovanni Fattori wrote to his stepdaughter during the time of solitude that followed the death of his second wife, Mariana Begazzi. But that deep, silent bond, born in the discreet shadow of a summer in Livorno, grew stronger through the pain of a shared loss. It was 1895. Fattori and Mariana spent much of the season in an apartment on Piazza 20 Settembre, number 2, today number 4, guests of a dear friend of his wife.
Fanny has become like family. We are guests of one of Mariana's friends, so we are spending nothing on lodging.
That friend was Fanny Martinelli. A native of Lucca, but Livornese by adoption, she became a gentle and constant presence in the painter's life, even before illness took Mariana away. At her friend's death, Fanny rushed to her funeral.
She threw herself into my arms, crying, "I have lost an angel of a friend, and now I have no one to seek out."
From that moment, Fanny began to take care of the small, everyday things, the attentions, the silences that needed filling. "She is full of care and consideration," Fattori wrote. "She has never left me." It was a quiet, selfless devotion that soon became a necessary companionship and which, over time, fueled suspicions and gossip among people, silenced only when, in 1907, Giovanni decided to formalize the bond and took Fanny as his wife. A few months later, on May 3, 1908, Fanny died at the age of 67. Fattori would follow her shortly after, leaving in his letters and portraits the witness of an affection that needed no public display to become eternal.